You've heard that it was said, seeing is believing. And this axiom works most of the time. In our everyday life, you wouldn't buy a car if the dealer refused to show you what you were putting thousands of dollars down on. And you wouldn't work long for an employer who promised to pay you, but never actually came up with the money. However, there are times when our faith trumps our sight. What we believe is in fact opposed to what we see. Think of what we just confessed in the Nicene Creed. The things that we've seen versus those things which we can only say, I believe. We see God's visible creation. We see heaven and earth around us. And we see a portion of the Christian church on earth, but we haven't seen the Son face to face, and we haven't seen the Holy Spirit, and we can't place our hands exactly on the forgiveness of sins, and we haven't seen the resurrection of the body or the life everlasting yet. We believe these things, even though we haven't seen them. And the reason that we believe them is because God tells us them in His Word. And we trust His Word. He trusts that He's not lying to us or stringing us along. So we believe. Think about that in terms of the valley of dry bones in Ezekiel 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and He brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And He led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley. And behold, they were very dry. Sight sees dry, dead bones. No water, no life. But the Lord asks the question, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, You know. That has to be faith's answer. Because with our eyes, with our minds, the answer would be a flat out no. Nothing that's died can rise again. But what the rest of the vision showed, Ezekiel, and shows us, is that God is able to do far more than what we can see or think is possible by His Word, by His preached Word, in fact. And that even death itself is not an obstacle to God. And this is the same thing that we see in the raising of Lazarus. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if You had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again. Martha said to Him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. It's faith over sight. Martha believes what we believe from the Creed, from God's Word. We believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. So even though Martha sees her brother's lifeless body lying in a tomb, she believes what the Lord has told her. She believes that He is not lying to her, and that God will do whatever He sees is good for us, even if it means overturning death and giving resurrection. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And there again the Lord asked the question, do you believe this? Do you believe that the Christians who have died and are now buried in the ground still live? You should, because that's what God's Word proclaims, even though our eyes don't see it. But that question, do you believe this, is only a question that can be answered by faith. It can only be answered by the faith which the Holy Spirit works in our hearts. Do you believe that God is almighty? Do you believe what he says about himself? Do you believe his word? Faith answers affirmatively. Yes, I believe. Because the Holy Spirit tells me that God does not lie. He is not limited in what he can do. Everything in his word is true, even if we don't believe it. But his hope is that we do believe it. And everything that we confess in the creed is true because it is from God's word. It is the truth of God's word, even though we've seen very little of it. And the same applies for all of the Bible. We don't need to snip out the parts that we don't agree with or the parts that we don't understand. All of God's word is true. So by the Holy Spirit we say, I believe. Doubt and unbelief, on the other hand, will put limits on what God can do. Sometimes thinking that he can only do as much as our imaginations can see him doing or fathom what he can do. Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel, God told Ezekiel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. All looks lost. And humanly speaking, it is lost. Humanly speaking, these bones cannot live. Humanly speaking, those we love who have died are lost, but God's word tells us otherwise. God's people, Israel, fall into this doubt when we think that the people of this generation couldn't possibly come to faith in Christ. They couldn't possibly believe in old-fashioned religion, because that's what the neo-atheists tell us. We need to spice things up so that we can get the young people. They'll only come if you throw out the liturgy and if you model yourself after a rock concert, because that's what really gets people's attention. In that case, we believe in market analysis, and we believe in hearsay from false shepherds and hypocrites who claim to know the scriptures but deny the power of God to work through those scriptures. Where God's people look at themselves and they say, I'm tired and worn out from all that I've been through. I believe in the doctors who tell me all that's wrong with my health and nothing about my faith. I believe the gurus who tell me that I just need some me time and I need to scale back and focus on myself for a while. I believe in my busy calendar, which is packed with far too many important things to leave room for worship or devotions or volunteering at church. But faith comes first, and then sight. Look and believe what God did to those dry bones in the valley. Look at what he did to a man who was dead in the tomb for 4 days. And look at what he can still do. So why do we doubt that God is able to sustain his people, to lift us up and encourage us, to enliven us, to give us zeal and joy through his word? Why would we believe that he's more at work in places where there are greater numbers and more impressive looking things happening, and not at work every place that his word is preached, whether it's here at Bethlehem or at Bethel and Sweet Home? God does not look at the things that are seen. We are people who have the gift of the Holy Spirit, who joy in the forgiveness of sins, who are members of the Holy Christian and Apostolic Church. And we are God's people, whose hope is in the resurrection of the body and the everlasting life. Death is an easy thing for God to overcome. So why would we think it's impossible for Him to overcome obstacles, human obstacles and creaturely obstacles, in our life today? So even though we don't see the dead raised, we believe that God's word goes out and accomplishes what He purposes. He calls the weary to rest. He convicts those who are indifferent, and He raises those who are spiritually dead, that they would have the faith which hears God's word and says, "I believe." So now come, weary people of God, to the feast that your Lord has prepared for you on this altar. This is the body and blood of your risen Lord, and by it He will strengthen and preserve you, both in body and soul, to everlasting life. This is true, and faith says, Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.